You are tuned in to Access Houston on 97.9 The Box. Good morning. Your girl JJ here. And I have a very special guest in the studio with me today. I have Kenneth Morris. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Now, Kenneth, you have this organization. It's called UEA Inc., which actually helps with giving kids positive self-worth, self-image, helping to show them leadership skills, et cetera. Before we get into the program, let's talk about you and what you do for a living and why you created this program.
Okay, well, thank you. Like I said, I'm actually a native Houstonian. I grew up in the Fifth Ward community, graduated from Jones High School, so I'm a product of the city. Basically, 3 weeks out of high school, I went to the Navy, and I did well in the Navy. I got an opportunity to fly. I was an air crewman, and I basically exceeded record pace. I made rank in about 3 years.
So wow.
It usually takes about 7.
Woo! So, yeah, so you kind of know what you're doing. That's what you're saying.
I did pretty well. So the first aviation seed was planted in me in the military, and I had an opportunity to go around the world a couple of times, and I've been to probably over 30 different countries.
Wow.
At least 100, you know, cities and everywhere in the U.S., so being a guy from Houston and being a guy from the Fifth Ward area, and I had no clue about aviation, I wanted to come back and plant that seed for other people behind me. You know, I've had opportunities to meet the likes of, you know, the Jay-Z and Beyonce. I met all of them. You know, I did this party in Atlanta, and people don't know those opportunities exist.
Yeah.
Because we don't have people coming back, you know, and actively recruiting them as much as the, you know, professional athletes and colleges. So
that's very true. We rarely get to hear about people in aviation in the urban community.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, though. Like, what inspired you to do it?
True story. Before I even went to boot camp, I was actually tested out for probably about 6 or 7 jobs. And this one job, the recruiter didn't know what it was. He didn't have really any knowledge of it, but it was an aviation job. And he basically said, you know, you probably wouldn't be able to do that job. I don't know much about it, but I know it's hard. I know it involves flying. And I was like, you know what? I'll take that job. So it was something that I felt like I, you know, it was a personal challenge at that point. And the moment I got in, I was like, you know what? This is where I was supposed to be at.
Wow.
And luckily for me, while I was flying, within a matter of 2 years of flying, I actually had one of the pilots in charge. He asked me, did I want to fly the plane? We were probably at about 35,000 feet. I'd never flown a plane before.
Wow.
$36 million aircraft.
Ooh!
Yeah, and it was probably about
like, don't mess
people.
This up.
Yeah. It was a lot of pressure, but I flew for an hour, and I was hooked, and it was just like, you know, this is what I need to do. This is, you know, this is what makes me feel good, and, you know, I felt like other people would feel that same way if they had that opportunity.
So, absolutely.
Yeah,
so well, I commend you for even wanting to take the time to bring that back to the community and let these young people know, you know, that these opportunities are available. You do need to work hard to get there. And, but, you know, giving them that exposure is something that they really need. So I think that's really awesome. So tell me about the program.
Okay. Basically, I doing research, you know, being in the aviation field as long as I have, I've noticed there weren't many minorities, Hispanics, blacks. There weren't many women either, you know.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to figure out. I did a bunch of research, and I've come to realize basically out of every 100 pilots, only 2 of them are African-American.
Wow.
Maybe 3 are Hispanic and less than 2 are women.
Woo.
Yeah.
So, interesting.
You know, so 96% are majority. So with that being said, it isn't that we're, you know, excluded, but we just need to have more exposure, more access to the airports, and more people coming back who've succeeded in aviation and grabbing the kids and saying, look, you can do this.
Yeah.
So that's where... that's what started it. And, you know, and furthermore, I think my program is designed to, you know, it's based on 5 principles. We teach financial literacy. We definitely teach about aviation opportunities, but we teach leadership skills. We also teach about self-worth and self-image. And also, more than anything else, and it's not that one is better than the other, but we just teach about doing the right thing, being in the right place, talking to the right people, and, you know, staying away from situations that'll get you in a lot of trouble. So, you know, just try to be a positive outlet for the children besides, you know, professional sports and, you know, music. And it's, I love music. I love sports, but that was my calling. So
that's right. Yeah. That's right. And just letting them know that there are other options.
Yeah.
And it seems like with that hard work and determination, you would probably be more successful as a pilot than a rapper at this point in time. So exactly. Now I know we talked about how you've linked up with some different organizations. When does the program actually kick off?
This is the funny part. The company actually launches on 11/12/13. So that's this Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, awesome. But,
before the company even launched, I've been blessed, to say the least. I have partnerships with millionaires, the private aviation company at Hobby Airport.
Yeah.
And any celebrity you can think of that flies private, they're probably coming through Millionaire. You know?
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a really big deal. Actually, I had one of the Tuskegee Airmen's granddaughters call me 2 days ago.
Wow.
So we set up a partnership from Augusta, Georgia and Houston, and we're working on something to, you know, basically have one big initiative, not only in in Georgia, but in Houston as well. So the Tuskegee Airmen, we have the Yes Prep Academy, the Fifth Ward campus, where I go in and do presentations. And these are things that's forthcoming. We have it set up already. So that's something that'll happen. The Houston Public Library, the Air Heritage Museum, which is also at Hobby Airport. I'm the vice president of the San Jacinto Aviation Club. So that's a new club that, hopefully, you know, gather interest as well. But with that comes a lot of perks, I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so Texas Southern, they're starting a new flight club behind Mr. Roscoe Edwards. He's actually just retired from Continental, 25 years, African-American pilot.
Hmm.
Basically trained all the other African-American pilots that are flying today for Continental.
Really?
So, yeah, he's a really important guy, really great guy, too.
Oh, wow.
So Sterling High School, Mr. Marvin Smith, who's the director there, have a relationship with him as well.
Yeah.
And the Boy Scouts of America, I have Tiger Lily Foundation. They fight breast cancer here in Houston. So
nice.
We formed a partnership, and a company out of Atlanta, Georgia, they're fighting human trafficking called Rimshot. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've been
you've been working.
On the radar, but I've been working. Yeah, I've been trying to get it together.
Well, that's awesome. So what is it that you want these young people to get from the program?
Ultimately, that it doesn't matter that you've had it hard coming up, you know, a lot of people have. It's what you do with that and how you use it as motivation. I could have easily succumbed to what my friends were doing. And, you know, I love my friends. A lot of them, unfortunately, aren't here. They're either imprisoned or, you know, deceased, unfortunately.
But, yeah.
You know, you just have to make better decisions. And it may seem hard because you want to fit in with the in crowd. And it took me a while. I was a late bloomer. But, you know, once I, you know, got that level of awareness, you just have to make a conscious decision that it's okay to be different. It's okay to go out and pursue your dreams and, you know, become your own person because, you know, your friends, I mean, I have friends today that, you know, they look forward to the weekend. You know, to get that partying time. And for me, you know, I work 7 days a week.
Ooh.
So if I can't party, that's great, but it's not a priority. So I just want kids to know that you can have a different, and I feel like my friends look up to me because they don't know any other African Americans in the aviation community.
Yeah.
You know, and that are real African Americans that can come back and relate to them and their struggles and tell them, okay, if you want to do it the way, you know, the right way, at least, you know, listen to some of the stuff because I've experienced my ups and downs with it, but, you know, ultimately it's been a great experience. So I just want kids to know that you can, not only kids, you know, not only African Americans, but Hispanics, women, you know, there are opportunities, there are groups, but they don't have that voice. So luckily, I feel like, you know, this is something I was destined to do. I'm going to keep doing it until my last breath.
Until your last flight. Look.
My last flight. I'll keep doing it.
That's awesome. Well, I'm really excited about the program. You said it kicks off on Tuesday?
Tuesday, 11/12/13, the day after Veterans Day.
All right. Now, if people wanted to get some more information about the program, how they can get involved, where do they need to go?
Okay. Well, initially, we had a website set up, but I'm going to do even better. The best place to reach, whether email or direct access, with the phone number would be 832-455-0063.
Okay.
And the email address, and you can email your direct inquiries, and they will be responded to within 24 hours at least, mrkennethmorris@yahoo.com. So mrkennethmorris@yahoo.com.
Okay.
And that would be the easiest, most efficient way to get information about the program.
Very good. Well, I'm really excited about it, and I'm going to have to spread the word
thank
so
you,
we can get
you.
People out there. I want to see you know, who knows? You might be inspiring the next super pilot that, you know.
It's a lot of great benefits. I'm really looking forward to it. And it's a lot of more perks than people know, you know, the traveling and, you know, it's not all about money sometimes, you know.
Just oh, yeah.
Just being able to go out and do something that changes people's Oof. Lives. Just
you better preach. This is what I'm trying to tell some people. You know, it actually breaks my heart sometimes when I go out and I talk to kids and I hear them talk about, well, how much money? First question, how much money you make? And I'm like, look, little buddy, it's not about how much money I make. Like, it's about doing something that you really love to do and wanting to go to work. Because if you're working the majority of your life, why aren't you doing something that you actually love to do?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. It's so ironic because a quick story. I applied for a company here, an aviation company, and I didn't get hired, you know, and it was okay, cool. And whatever reason, over.
You was mad, don't lie. You was mad.
You're not going to hire me. So they heard about the program and want me to come speak.
See what I'm saying?
So, yeah, okay. You're going to hire me one way or the other.
But that's
so,
how God works. Right.
That's how God works, man.
So like, he's like, I'll be in front of your face either way. How about that? Well, that's awesome. Kenneth Morris, we appreciate you being a part of the show today. Once again, for people who want to get involved, give us your email and your phone number again.
Okay. My email address is MrKennethMorris@yahoo.com. MrKennethMorris@yahoo.com. And the direct contact number would be 832-455-0063.
Very nice. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's Access Houston on 97.9 The Box.